From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has ordered deployment of National Guard troops to help the Border Patrol on the U.S.-Mexico border. Even as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned of an uptick in illegal border crossings.
We've recently seen the numbers of illegal border crossings rise from 40-year lows last April back to previous levels.
Mr. Trump cited what he called weak U.S. immigration laws, allowing authorities to arrest but then have to release illegal immigrants in the U.S., as well as lax border security for ordering the troop deployment.
We will not allow illegal immigration levels to become the norm. More than 1,000 people a day, 300,000 a year, violating our sovereignty as a nation will never be acceptable.
Nielsen outlined potential troop mission objectives.
Department of Defense, as you know, has long supported the efforts of DHS to protect our nation's borders. This includes ongoing counter-narcotic missions, infrastructure construction, persistent surveillance operations training, and aerial support throughout the Western Hemisphere.
But not law enforcement. In a tweet Wednesday, Mr. Trump called on Congress to change current U.S. immigration law to protect the southern border. Mexico's Senate, meanwhile, called on its government to end security and migration cooperation with Washington. In Sierra Leone, opposition candidate Julius Matabio Wednesday was declared winner of a runoff election with the ruling party's candidate to succeed President Ernest Bai Koroma.
You, Julius Mother, Sierra Leone People's Party received 1,319,406, representing 51.81 valid votes cast.
Nafa Ali Konta, chairman of the National Electoral Commission, Bio defeated the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Kamara. This is VOA News. Trade tensions between the world's biggest economies have increased following tit-for-tat tariffs on products from both the U.S. and China. But President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said he expects talks to resolve matters such as the trade deficit and handling of intellectual property.
It's part of the process. I mean, I would take the president seriously on this tariff issue. There are carrots and sticks in life. But he is ultimately a free trader. He said that to me. He said it publicly. So he wants to solve this.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he also expects a negotiated deal. China's U.S. Ambassador Sui Tian Kai met with a U.S. official at the State Department and afterwards said he hoped for a resolution.
The relationship is comprehensive and complex. There are good things. Sometimes there are things not so good. But we have so far, we have always been able to expand the good things and manage the not so good things.
Shui said his side prefers negotiation, but added it takes two to tango. Russia's call for a joint investigation into the poisoning of a former Russian double agent on British soil was defeated Wednesday during a meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons at The Hague. Russia has denied accusations it was behind the March 4 nerve gas attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Nick Heath, deputy British ambassador to the Netherlands, called the Russian effort perverse.
Its attempt to do so was another cynical ploy. It sought, ultimately, to show confusion and frustrate the process.
British investigators determined the nerve agent Novichok was used in the poisoning, and it was produced in a Russian laboratory. Brazil's Supreme Court voted 6-5 to uphold the corruption conviction of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has appealed his case and is trying to avoid a 12-year prison sentence. Lula could be jailed within days, and that will likely spell the end of his political career. Ironically, he remains among the most popular politicians in Brazil and is seen as the front runner for October's election. Morocco Wednesday said it's considering all options if the UN doesn't take up accusations that Polisario rebels violated terms of a ceasefire agreement and entered the Western Sahara. The charge comes as the Security Council considers extending the mandate of the UN mission. The social media platform Facebook Wednesday said personal information of some 90 million users may have been improperly shared with a political consultancy. Founder Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged he, quote, messed up when it came to the data leak involving London-based Cambridge Analytica. Fears of the U.S.-China trade war eased somewhat Wednesday, with all three U.S. stock indices gaining ground. The benchmark Dow Jones notched a 231-point gain to 24,264. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.